The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox welcoming you to the second Mardi Gras special. Oh, we have got one heck of a show for you tonight. A little later on, Macy Gray will be discussing her new yet-to-be-released CD, Covered. And we have an interview with Maria Muldaur of Midnight at the Oasis fame. But Sugar Blue, virtuoso harmonica player, is going to get us started. From his new Threshold CD, this is Trouble.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, just look in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a brown-eyed mountain jack. 'Cause I'm evil. My middle name is Misery. Well, I'm evil, baby. Don't you mess around with me. I never looked for trouble, but I never ran. I don't take no orders from no kind of man. I'm only made out of flesh, blood, and bone. But if you want to start a rumble, don't you try it all alone. 'Cause I'm evil.
Perhaps best known for his signature harmonica riff from the Rolling Stones' Miss You track from their Some Girls CD. Welcome to the show, Sugar.
Hey, great to be here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, how did you connect to the Rolling Stones?
Well, I was living in Paris back in the late 70s. They were in Paris working on their album, which was eventually named Some Girls.
Uh-huh.
They came to a gig that I was playing. And they liked what they heard, and the next thing I knew, I had an invitation to come out to the studio in Pathé Marconi in Bois de Boulogne. And the rest, I guess, is rock and roll history. You know, we stayed, I got in at about, let me see, I guess at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening, and I left at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, and that's a session.
I'm telling you. And we had recorded some of everything. And We had, I mean, we worked that night if I never worked a day in my life.
Oh, wow. Well, you played on some of their other tunes, right? It was not just the Miss You, which you're so famous and fabulous on.
We recorded a lot of stuff that day and night. And over the next couple of weeks, almost a month, we recorded enough to make 3 or 4 albums, if you ask me. But it was a great time. And for me, it was a heck of a graduation because I went from busking the metros in Paris to playing with the Rolling Stones, okay?
Wow.
So that was like, every now and then I go, somebody pinch me, okay?
That is an amazing path.
It was amazing. I remember I was talking with the great pianist, blues pianist, Memphis Slim, and he said, well, son, I guess all your prayers have been answered. He said, even the ones you didn't say. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I had a wonderful time. And I must say, it changed my professional life. And I am ever grateful to the Glimmer Twins. Bless them.
Those are stories we never get tired of hearing. People having a life-changing musical experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, you know, it's like, I remember telling a good friend of mine, Mike Silva, I said, you know, I was really lucky. He said, luck is only a part of it, son.
Uh-huh.
He said, you have to have what it takes to take advantage of the gifts you get. And I think he was right about that.
I think so. I think you have to be ready to go through the door when it opens. And
yeah,
you have definitely got the craft. Wow. And you're really versatile in terms of styles. I mean, you play jazz, you play traditional blues, you play modern blues, of course, rock and roll. How did you get involved in all these different styles of music and these different musical communities?
When I was playing, you know, my mother was basically a big band singer back in the late 30s and early 40s. By 1949, she started making babies, of which I was the second.
Uh-huh.
And her arms were too full. Her hands were too full of children to be able to hold a microphone anymore. So she got out of the business. But her friends from that era and that time in life were constantly around. And so I met them and hung out with them. I was a child. I mean, you know, it was like, I met Billie Holiday when I was about 3 months old.
Oh, my God. She's just a legend. I mean,
Billie Holiday, and you said a mouthful and some, but my mother told me that she had a gig at the Apollo Theater that night, mm-hmm. and she came over to the house to see the new baby.
Oh.
And she said, oh, let me hold him. So she made that mistake and held me, and I had just eaten. So I deposited my pablum on the front of her silk gown, okay? And she was doing the performance. Now there is a photo. Now if you know, Billie usually wore a gardenia in her hair.
Famous for it.
Okay, and there is a photo of her with a gardenia over her left breast. Okay, that was the day that she met me, and she had to move the gardenia to hide the stain. I was like, my mom said, you threw up on Billie Holiday. I was so embarrassed. I was like, gee whiz, I'm kind of embarrassed too, Mom. But it's a great story. I'm going to tell it.
You bet. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me on the show and being our guest here on the Hollywood Spotlight. We're going to play out with another one of your tunes. And
oh, well, thank you.
Here's Sugar Blue with his own version of Miss You.
sleeping all alone. Girl, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping all alone. I wanna kiss you. I've been howling in my sleep. You've been starring in my dreams. Girl, I miss you, child. I've been waiting in the hall, waiting on your call.
Crazy.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can email me at cfoxrocks.com. That's the initial C, foxrocks.com. Just click on the Contact Us page. A little later on, we're going to have Macy Gray on the show. But coming up next, Maria Moldauer. On February 21st, come to Amoeba Hollywood for our annual celebration of Fat Tuesday and New Orleans' musical legacy. A portion of the day's proceeds will be donated to the Tippi Tina Foundation in New Orleans. Festivities include an Amoeba DJ spinning New Orleans party music starting at 3 p.m., a photo station, and, for the kids, Mardi Gras gift bags. Join us for our homegrown Fat Tuesday parade at 4:30 with beads and revelry. Bring your own instrument and play when the Saints go marching in. And enter to win our Fat Tuesday grand prize, two tickets to fly to New Orleans. Go to amoeba.com for more info, or join us at 6400 Sunset Boulevard at Cahuenga in Hollywood.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's the title track to Maria Moldauer's new CD, Steady Love.
She wants your passion and your caress. She wants your hands on her and a soulful kiss. But she's looking for more than just that, son. There's got to be something under the good times and fun. She wants steady love. Settle down. Might have written books or made CDs to sell, but they mostly just thinking about themselves. She wants steady love. Something about kind and fair, 'cause
are delighted to have blues legend Maria Muldaur here on the show with us. Her new CD, Steady Love, was number one on the Living Blues charts, recorded in New Orleans. Maria, thank you for being on the show. Why did you record in New Orleans for the new CD?
Well, I've had a love affair with New Orleans music, culture, and spirit for a long time, starting back when I first started working with Dr. John, the great Dr. John the Night Tripper, and he recorded with me a lot in the 70s on some of my early recordings, and then in the 80s we did a lot of duo gigs together, just him playing piano and me singing and touring around the country and around the world, and I kind of became addicted to that New Orleans style, that rolling, funky New Orleans style piano that he is so wonderful at. And so when I got back to the Bay Area, I was sort of jonesing for that sound. And I made it a prerequisite that anybody that played piano in my band, or any instrument for that matter, be well schooled in a kind of a New Orleans feel. And I dubbed the music Bluesiana music, because I figured it was a little bluesy, a little R&B-z, a little funky, and a little Louisiana-y. So anyway, that and I did my first recording in New Orleans in, maybe it was 91, in the early 90s, was an album called Louisiana Love Call, and got to work with my, of course, my old buddy Dr. John and some of my other favorite musicians down there. So it's a spot I return to over and over for inspiration. And in the last several years, I had done a series of acoustic blues albums paying tribute to a lot of the early blues pioneers who so deeply influenced myself and all of us, really, and inspired us all. And so my agent said, you know, when you go out live with your Red Hot Bluesiana band, you should do an album that reflects the kind of music you play live most of the time. And I thought that was a very good point, and so I decided to go down to New Orleans last spring and do another Bluesiana album, and again got to work with all my favorite musicians, and I'm just thrilled with the way the album came out.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's just tremendous.
Thank you.
The tune that you have on there, Percy Mayfield, Please Send Me Someone to Love. I got to tell you,
that's a classic, isn't it?
First time I heard it, I was driving. I had to pull over.
Wow.
I could not drive.
Well, that is interesting you mentioned that song. That isn't a New Orleans song per se, but it is a very classic blues. Percy Mayfield was Ray Charles's cousin and wrote a lot of Ray's early hits. And a lot, I kind of think of him as the poet laureate of the blues. His lyrics have quite a depth to them. They're pretty profound lyrics. But of all the great songs he wrote, this has always been my favorite, because he managed to wrap up into one song a very fervent and heartfelt prayer for world peace and personal love fulfillment all in one song. And frankly, I can't think of two things I'd rather be praying for. So I've sung the song live for years and finally decided to put it on a recording.
Your interpretation of it is just mind-boggling. I just love it.
Thank you.
So you have a knack for picking really great material. How do you choose what to put on a CD?
Well, since I don't write my own songs, I've just made it my business to know who the great songwriters in this country are and to have their phone numbers. And whatever the theme of an album might be that I'm starting to do, I go to my favorite songwriters, and they rarely disappoint me. And then I do what I call the demo listen derby. I put out the call for songs, and people start sending me their latest material, or sometimes their oldest material, depending on the theme we're going for. And I just have to listen to hundreds of CDs, different tunes, to come up with 12 killer choices. But it's a project. My dear friend Bonnie Raitt and I talk about this a lot. It's something we just have to do every few years when we're doing an album, because although she does write, but she also looks for great material by great writers. And it's just a process you go through of elimination. And then in the end, the 13 tunes that rise to the top are the cream of the crop, and that's what you put on the album. That's how I do it anyway. And it's interesting because as you go along, a song that on day one might have seemed like a real contender might slip totally off the list and be replaced by a much better song. So I stay open till the last minute, and the 13 best songs win.
Whatever you're doing, it works great. I noticed on your website there was a picture of you with Buddy Guy, and another one of my favorite tunes you do is It Feels Like Rain.
Ah, isn't that a gorgeous song? That was written by John Hyatt, and I first heard, I know Buddy Guy did it, and I first heard it done by Aaron Neville, and I just wanted to, of course he's one of my all-time favorite singers, and I just really wanted to do the song, and I got with my piano player, and we just kind of bluesified the chords up a bit. We kind of swampified it a little bit, and I that was another one of my favorite things I've ever recorded. It was one of those moments in the studio where everybody just kind of breathed and played as one person, and it just has a real feeling and spirit to it.
Perhaps the most sensuous recording ever made. Certainly right up there.
Wow, thank you.
Really, no.
It does emanate that certain swampy, sultry kind of, geez, I wish I were there right now.
Absolutely. Even if it does rain. Maybe especially.
Yeah. All the better to stay in with the one you love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where are you going to be on Mardi Gras Day?
Well, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the San Francisco musicians have a natural affinity and love affair with the music of New Orleans. And there's a wonderful band called Rhythm Town Jive that have asked me to come. And for the last several years, they actually put on a little mini Mardi Gras in a town called Petaluma, which is north of San Francisco. And we're going to actually have a Mardi Gras parade and throw beads and do the whole thing. And then sort of draw all the people in the town into the Mystic Theater. And then we'll be performing that swampified bluesiana music all night.
Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to that. It's the next best thing to being in New Orleans itself.
So where can listeners get your new album, Steady Love?
Well, they can come to one of my gigs, and they can go to my website and see where I'll be playing, and get on our mailing list. Or it's put out by Stony Plain Records, and I'm sure it's available in whatever 14 good record stores there are left in America, or you can get it online.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so glad you like my music, and I appreciate your supporting this kind of music.
Big fan. Well,
cool.
About this time of year, every lady has that dress in her closet. You know the one, the party dress. This is Soulful Dress from Maria Muldaur's new CD, Steady Love.
I'm gonna put on my dress with those slits up both sides, with that tight thin waist and that low neckline. Lord, I'm going to the party, gonna have some fun. I'm gonna shake and shout until the morning comes. If you wanna keep your man, cause I'll be at my best when I put on my soulful dress. I'm gonna put on my dress that hits me way above my knees, with that V-cut back, spaghetti straps instead of sleeves. Lord, I'm going to the party, looking good. I'm gonna shake everybody like I knew I would. Don't you girls go to getting all jealous if I round up all of y'all fellas, cause I'll be at my best when I put on my soulful dress. smells cherry red. Tell them to fix up my hair and pile it high up on my head. Lord, I'm going to the party, feeling fine and foxy. So don't you girls go to getting upset when all the fellas think I'm sexy. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and I'll be getting satisfaction, cause I'll be at my best when I put on my soulful dress. Watch out now.
Fox's Hollywood Spotlight can be heard every week at this time. Stay tuned. Not only do we have brand new tracks from Macy Gray, we have an interview. The world-famous Viper Room on Sunset Strip is hosting a video shoot for Rockstar Supernova contestant Dana Andrews and her new band, Uniform Standard, on Friday, February 24th at 10 p.m. Here's an opportunity for our listeners to get on the VIP guest list. If you and your friends would like to have an unlimited guest list to attend the Viper Room free of charge on Friday, February 24th, please call 323-719-0280 and leave your name and phone number. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From her brand new covered CD, this is Macy Gray with a fresh take on the Eurythmics' Here Comes the Rain Again.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like lovers do. I want to dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? So baby, talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me like lovers do. Here comes the rain again, raining in my head like a tragedy, tearing me apart like a new emotion. Ooh. I want to breathe in the open wind. I want to kiss like lovers do. And I want to dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? So baby, talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me like lovers do. Thank you. Talk to me, yes, baby, like lovers do. And walk with me, like lovers do. Talk to me.
Tonight, Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight has a very special guest. We have Macy Gray on the line with us. Macy, you have a wonderful new CD out called Covered, which is, I understand, all cover tracks. Why did you decide to do a cover album?
It's something I've wanted to do for a long time, but the people around me weren't really into it. So finally, I talked everyone into it, and we did a cover album of mostly modern rock songs, like mostly rock and roll songs that have been out in the last, say, 20 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It came out really awesome, and, you know, we really made them our own. They all sound totally different than the originals, and so it sounds like my own original album, but it's really great, and definitely one of the best albums I've done so far.
You absolutely do own everything on it in a different kind of way. You have tunes like Here Comes the Rain Again from the Eurythmics. Why did you pick that tune?
Oh, that's just one of my favorite Eurythmics tunes, and I love the lyrics. The lyrics are so beautiful, and I'm a big Annie Lennox fan, so when we were picking songs, you know, I just looked to the songs I thought I could interpret, you know, that I could feel myself while I sang them, and that was one of them.
It's wonderful. Well, she does something that's sort of a cooler kind of techno thing, and you reach right into the emotion.
Yeah, we made it a ballad, and it's drumless, and it's really dark, which I like, because the lyrics, she has it, the Eurythmics did it kind of a dance, you know, kind of upbeat thing, and we had the music matching the lyrics, so it's really dark and moody and pretty gorgeous.
Yeah. My favorite song on the new CD is Teenagers.
Mine too. I love that song.
It's so funny. And the first thing I notice is, my God, she switched up the lyrics.
Oh, you did? You noticed that? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I think any woman of a certain age listening along going, oh, my God, what have I done to my daughter? That lyric. Just so cool.
Exactly.
And once again, you really make it sound different. When I listen to My Chemical Romance do it, it sounds like a drinking song. You start off, and it sounds like a children's song. How did you decide to go so against the type of the lyric?
When I first heard that song, it has kind of a jazz melody to it. It sounds like a jazz nursery rhyme almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it goes da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? It's almost like ABCs.
Yes.
So it's catchy right away, and then I wanted to do it, but, you know, the lyrics didn't really fit who I am or anything, or my age or anything. So I flipped up the lyrics, because I have three teenagers of my own, and so I made it about that more. So it's cool. I was wondering if anybody would notice that the lyrics would change, but...
Oh, first thing I noticed, like, wow, she's singing about the girls.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Another really powerful tune on the CD is Nothing Else Matters, the Metallica tune.
That was actually something we've been performing live for a while. And so that was actually, we probably recorded that song faster because we had played it so many times. And it's the same thing. It's, you know, Metallica does it Metallica style. It's a metalhead song. It's a metalhead ballad. So we just made it a soul ballad. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's really epic. It has strings, and it has all the same instruments as the original. It's just they're played completely differently. So
yeah, yeah. You did a real interesting blend for Love Lockdown,
mm-hmm.
Kanye West tune with Nina Simone's Buck.
Right.
That one just knocks me sideways, because you take this 60s groove and you lay the Kanye West tune over it. How did you decide to do that? What brought that to mind?
Because the producer suggested that we cover Buck, but it was too old for the, you know, for the type of album that we were making.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I really love the music, and I love the lyrics too, but it was just, it just wouldn't fit in the album, so. And then I was like determined to do a Kanye West song because he's my favorite.
Yeah.
So that was just, it was just like a light bulb. Like, let's put these together. You know?
Well, let's talk a little bit about your producer, Hal Wilner. What was it like working with Hal?
Hal is great because he knows everything there is to know about music, and he's completely in control, and he's excellent. He's not sitting there, you know, making beats, but he like directs everything really perfectly, and it's cool, you know. There's no negative energy in the room, and he's just a great producer. He's a great guy too. So the album went really smoothly. We actually recorded it in about 2.5 weeks, and
wow,
that had a lot to do with the fact that he was there. So
yeah.
He's just a great producer. He's legendary for a reason, and I was really glad that he came on board for the album.
I understand that you recorded a lot of the tracks with all the players in the room at the same time, kind of old school.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like working like that?
That's usually how I work. I think on my last album was the only album that I did tracks, and my first album, How Life Is, was recorded that way, and so was The Id. But it was, yeah, the whole album is live. We were all plugged in at the same time. All those vocal tracks that takes, you know, with the band, and you know, of course, there's overdubbing and all that other stuff, but all the basics were recorded at the same time.
Well, let us know, where can we find your new CD? I understand the release date is March 27th.
March 27th.
And I noticed on Amazon you can already pre-order, but where else might our listeners find it?
Hopefully they'll put it out everywhere. I want it to be accessible to everyone. I'd love to put it in every store, and like when you go buy socks, it's right there next to the underwear. I'd love to have it everywhere, but I don't, you know, the label handles that kind of stuff, but it's going to be, definitely going to be online, of course, and in all the major record stores, so hopefully people can find it really easily. That's what I always stress, just make it, you know, so everybody can go get to it, because there's not a lot of record stores anymore, so,
yeah,
you know, I think records are hard to find these days.
But you can always find things online.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I like to support the record stores. I say support the record stores.
Yeah, I think generally people like the hard copy still.
Oh, yeah.
I think my manager told me that still 70% of sales are in stores, so that's good news. But yeah, it's going to be everywhere, hopefully.
Very good. Very good. I just really like what you do.
Thanks.
It's really a terrific album, and I know it's going to be huge just because the stuff on it is so great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me. We're going to play that Kanye West song, Love Lockdown, as interpreted by Macy Gray and influenced by Nina Simone's Buck.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and it haunted me all the way home. So you never know. Never know enough till it's over, love. Till we lose control, system overload. Screaming out and out and out and out. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. See, I wanna move, can't escape from you. See, I keep it low, keep it secret, though. Everybody else don't have to know. Keep your love locked down and you lose. I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. Can't keep my cool, so I keep it true. I got something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you true. So I keep in mind when I'm on my own. So we're far from home in the danger zone. How many times did I tell you fall? It finally got through, you lose. I'm not loving you where I wanted to. See, I had to go, see, I had to move. No more wasting time, you can't wait for life. We're just wasting time, where's the finish line? Give me your love, lock down and you lose.
way I wanted to. Gotta keep it going, keep the love going, keep it on a roll. Only God knows if I'll be with you. Baby, I'm confused. You choose.
Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood. And at Mardi Gras time, what's hot in New Orleans. Coming up next, Dr. John. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Certain portions of the program are sponsored by the artist. This is Dr. John with a track from his new Zuzu Soiree CD. This is the quintessential down and dirty Louisiana blues. Tippy Tina.
Malaga.
tune that just seems appropriate for parting at Mardi Gras. Here's Andrews Osborne from the Doctors, Professors, Kings, and Queens, the Big Old Box of New Orleans Project, with Stoned, Drunk, and Naked.
My sweet little baby did me wrong again. Heaven's my sweet angel, spend the night with my friend. Yeah, I got stoned, drunk, and naked. The foolishness won't end.
Happy Mardi Gras, whether you end up partying New Orleans or maybe Brazilian style. Have a wonderful holiday, February 21st. That's a Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. And tune in next week for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight when we're going to have a movie-themed show. Yes, just in time for the Oscars. We're going to play you out tonight with a tune from the Our New Orleans Benefits CD. This is Dr. Michael White with Canal Street Blues.